What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 28th, 2020, almost to the end of the month here. And we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling our dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. Okay, now, interestingly enough, we're starting to see this swell up, if you will, of a controversy regarding Tara Reid's accusation that a then-Senator Joe Biden basically groped her inappropriately when she was working as a Senate staffer. And they're handling it wrong. They really are. This thing, I mean, when you consider how the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh evaporated, the ones against Trump evaporated, you know, they should have, like, dealt with it forthrightly, said the accusations have been made. Then they could have said, we don't think anything really happened, and just let it fade before November. But instead, they're circling the wagons around Biden, and they're calling attention to the story. And I think what has really been their single biggest tactical mistake is the stealth removal of a clip from CNN's Larry King show, in which Tara's mother called into the show and said, what can my daughter do other than go to the press? Now, Reid first publicly shared her story in full last month, and now, because Google Play removed that CNN clip, now it's a big story. They botched this one, and I don't know where the Democrats are getting their political strategies from, but they really blew it this time, because now they're going to ride this story into November. They really, really messed this one up. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, there was an interesting little article pointing out the fact that Jill Biden delivered Joe's 2020 campaign message. He just stood next to her blinking. And, of course, people are joking, is Jill Biden running for president? But it's very obvious that Joe Biden is deteriorating rapidly, and the Democrats are going to be riding him into November. So at this point, you know, barring the unforeseen and a massive amount of election fraud, Trump is going to win re-election. The Democrats were pinning their hopes on defeating Trump on a crashing economy, but Trump can blame the crashing economy on the coronavirus. And you can almost see the fear in the faces of certain Democrats like Nancy Pelosi when they realize they've gone down a wrong path. And of course, Nancy Pelosi, he reminds me of Monty Python's argument clinic. No matter what you say, she's going to say the opposite. No matter what Trump says, rather, she's going to say the opposite. Only it's not as funny as Monty Python was. All right. Getting into coronavirus, a lot of people are starting to pay attention now to Dr. Fauci's $3.7 million National Institutes of Health grant to the Wuhan lab in 2015, and Rudy Giuliani is really digging at it, because apparently such grants were prohibited in 2014, which raises the question, who granted the exception for the Wuhan lab to get this money? Was it, in fact, President Obama? People are going to be looking at that one going into the November election. Okay, there is a second Navy ship dealing with a major COVID outbreak, the USS Kidd, and the captain there is out there sending warnings to anyone who wants to capitalize on our perceived weakness. I guess the message that was sent by firing the commander of the Theodore Roosevelt went out there, you know, we're strong even when we're sick. There's been a new study shows COVID-19 spreads via aerosols in the breath from normal breathing. Everyone was worried about coughing and sneezing and yelling, but apparently the COVID-19 aerosols are carried across just from normal breathing. Now, maybe that's going to be the six-foot limit. We know that the six-foot limit is rather arbitrary. They just sort of came up with it as two arm lengths. We know from shows like Mythbusters that a cough or a sneeze can send the aerosols considerably further distances. By the way, I think people really are getting tired of all of this stuff, because my wife and I were in our local supermarket the other day. We were the only people wearing masks. And I got to tell you, I felt downright silly about that, even though I decorate my masks with fangs and things like that. All righty. Top Bronx emergency room doctor calls for New York to end the lockdown because people are scared of coming to the hospital. They don't want to catch the coronavirus, and they're staying at home with things that should be treated in the hospital, like strokes and asthma attacks. Apparently, data shows Americans in 44 states are venturing out more often and rejecting social distancing measures. So the lockdown is already ending by default and without the permission of the government. It's a very soft form of rebellion, if you will. Now, one of the ways they can keep inflating the numbers and selling the fear is to expand the definition of what COVID-19 is and what it does. And the latest one there is that COVID-19 is causing strokes in younger people, young and middle-aged people. And apparently hospitals have reported an uptick in emergency stroke patients in their 30s and 40s who also happen to have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, the median age for sufferers of the type of stroke seen in these patients being 74. And in another aspect of sort of rebranding COVID-19, apparently children are falling ill with a syndrome that is described as similar to severe COVID-19. Now, up until now, very few children have come down with the coronavirus, but now British general practitioners have warned of youngsters being hit by a mysterious virus-like syndrome that may be an offshoot of the virus or a new infectious pathogen. Boy, what a time we live in here. By the way, Trump's on the air right now saying that soon we'll be able to conduct 5 million coronavirus tests a day soon. I'll believe that when I see that one here. But meanwhile, getting on back to this inflammatory syndrome, children have died, at least a dozen have needed intensive care in Great Britain, according to Health Secretary Matt Hancock. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there with a new article claiming that a Pentagon study shows the flu shot raises the risk of coronavirus by 36%. Now, you think about that for a minute. The flu shot, which is supposed to protect you from the flu, increases your risk of coronavirus by 36%. And, of course, you've got people like Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta out there saying, if you're concerned about coronavirus and you haven't gotten a flu shot, you should get the flu shot. It's only money after all here. But apparently, many of the peer-reviewed published studies prove that Anderson's recommendation may have been the worst advice he could have given the public. Now, you remember all those spy drones that were out there hovering over people and saying, maintain your social distance, citizen. Thank you for your cooperation. Apparently, the public outcry on those was so great that police departments are starting to cancel those programs. People just did not react well at all being spied on by drones and being ordered around by drones. It is, after all, a machine. I guess all the people watching Westworld are fed up with that. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You were talking about Biden, and you're saying that Trump will win. First of all, this is really sad and pathetic that America can't find a decent president. We have a pathetic individual in the White House right now, and Joe Biden, yes. And I agree with you, he seems to be losing it. So what does this say about America? These are the only two guys we can find running for president or wanting to be president, two guys in their 70s. They both have sexually assaulted women. Trump seems to be losing it each day. He basically isolates himself and watches Fox News all day long besides eating McDonald's. And some of the comments, such as telling people to inject bleach, this guy has lost it. And Biden,
okay,
you know,
now
what?
Hang on a second. Let's have an accuracy check here. Trump did not tell people to inject bleach or anything like that. He merely posed a question of would it be possible to disinfect people the way we disinfect our environment. And that has been mutated and spun out of context by, you know, his opponents. But, you know, let's put it back on track. He didn't suggest ingesting or injecting things like Clorox and Lysol. That was sort of made up for him.
I stand corrected, but the fact is, over the weekend, people were doing that, though. That's just it.
Well, that does say something about America.
Right. But again, I'm not happy with Biden, and I have never been happy with Trump. So again, what does it say about this country when you cannot find a decent leader or leaders out there?
I'm sure they're out there. They just can't get past that obstacle course that's put up by the billionaires and the moneyed interests and the war machine. You know,
right.
It's like trying to be president. You have to run a virtual gauntlet before you even get your name on a ballot.
This is very true.
Look what they did to Ron Paul. Look what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. I would have voted for Tulsi Gabbard, you know, even with her views on the Second Amendment. I like her views on ending the wars.
Right, right. But again, like you stated, you know, you have to have a lot of money, and the big boys really have to sponsor you. Before I let you go, they're reporting today where Trump was given information regarding this virus. He has his daily briefings stated that, and he basically ignored it. And that's something that's really going to make him look bad, which doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I got that from you.
Say it again, please.
I said I got that from you, that it wouldn't bother you at all. But
No, because I am not a fan. I am not a fan of Donald Trump. The guy is just embarrassing, and he's pathetic.
He's a disappointment. I'm very disappointed in him. The only reason, you know, I'm not really going to support him going into the election unless Hillary throws herself somehow into the Democratic nomination, which is not entirely impossible given how rapid Joe Biden's deterioration is. I still think she's angling to be his vice presidential pick.
Nothing surprises me. But again, the one thing that bothers me about Biden, besides his personal issues, why did he say he has to put a woman as VP? I'm looking for a candidate, man or woman, not just a woman.
Well, he wants to capture the woman's vote. And, you know, Trump was very popular with the women's vote in 2016. And, yeah, it's like they've got this little card. There's the black vote, the women's vote, the gay vote, the pro-abortion vote, the anti-abortion vote. And they're tallying up what all these votes are going to be worth. And then they pick out the ones that they think will put them over the top, and that's what they build their platform on.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I will not be voting at all. I can't see myself voting for the evil person. Which one is more evil than the other? I probably won't be voting come November.
Well, I'm sure somebody will vote on your behalf.
Okay, then, Michael. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Jim. We're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I've always learned that the way you spot a lie is that the new additions along the way, adding more to fuel to the fire here, using fear. So this whole thing with young people stroking now, having cerebrovascular accidents, your CVAs, stroking, which it would indicate that there's a coagulopathy problem, a blood clotting problem,
yes.
And that's not true. This is just more disinformation on coronavirus, that they're just trying to drum up more fear, and I expect they're going to do a heck of a lot more of the fear, lies, disinformation prior to rolling out that vaccine, but there's no truth. This is an absolute lie. Maybe somebody who did die, maybe they stroked, but there's some underlying health problems, and there was no coagulopathy problem, blood clotting problems with coronavirus. This is a respiratory virus. That's what it is, a respiratory pneumonia. And so we need to squash this, but I can see the lies. They add up. Every time I see something new added on, is because the fear factor is subsiding. It's decreasing. And they must
yes.
keep that fear up. Like I said, the second wave, telling us the second wave was coming, is just buying more time for these people, the colluders, the people who've pulled this hoax on us, to buy more time to pad the numbers. That's all it's about, padding the numbers. Their goal is to reach the 2019 flu death toll number there, or surpass that number, And then they won't look so foolish because they just shut down the entire country over something that didn't even equal out to the regular flu. They're going to look very suspicious there. People are going to notice really fast that this was a scamdemic pulled on them if they don't reach some decent numbers. But I theorize, and I'll seriously think about this, I theorize that the number they already have, that the actual true number of coronavirus deaths is probably half of that number. Half of that number. It might be true. The rest of it's been padded. A doctor saying, I suspect it might be, is not the right thing to do, adding numbers to the death toll. And, of course, let's not forget the hospital's incentive to say, yeah, sure, that's corona, because they're going to get paid a lot more on the diagnosis than they would the actual truth. So there's a financial incentive there by a hospital to say, yeah, that's corona.
And with all the non-essential services only just now coming back online, a lot of those hospitals really need the money.
Yeah. Well, they're getting a $75 billion bailout for lost income. I understood a couple of days ago Trump has okayed that, along with bailing out the cruise industry. But there, a lot of these hospitals have these tents set out in the parking lot for the overflow because they were told to anticipate these huge wreckages. We're closing those tents. They're closing them up. In Central Florida, where I live here, we are taking those tents down. The numbers never came. They never came. They never showed up. So this thing was a total fraud, what they pulled out of here, a total fraud.
It's a repeat of the when pigs fly flu. It's the same story all over again.
Exactly. Well, that's it for me, Mike. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's going on? I tend to agree absolutely with what Steve just said, that they're just trying to scare the you-know-what out of us. So I do have some complaints of my own. I do have one side effect from all of this. That's my hands are cracking because I've been overdoing it with the washing my hands with too much soap, okay?
Yes.
Too much hot water. But anyway, what I wanted to say also is this. You may have more people coming down with different maladies now because I've been watching these doctors, like these two dudes in California, Dr. Erickson, Dr. Messina. I've also been watching Dr. Shiva, and I've been watching Dr. Rashid Buttar. And on top of that, this lady that's also with Dr. Buttar, she's kind of a whistleblower on Fauci. What I think you may be seeing is what they say, people locking themselves in their houses without going out. And I know there's a lot of people doing that. That's absolutely crazy. That goes against everything we know about the immune system. They're isolating themselves. They're not getting any sunlight. They're even being encouraged to stay in. I hear them think, oh, people need to go. If you go to the beach, you need to be punished, or some nonsense like that. Or you go to the park, you need to be punished. Or let's close the hiking paths down. I mean, this kind of stuff is crazy. And I don't think it, by the way, I think this is being done by purpose because I think the Gates, Fauci, globalist scum, they want us sick, they want us weak, and they want to scare us. So people are I think people are coming down with maladies now. Matter of fact, I've heard these doctors now say that this might be the so-called second wave because you're going to have so many people now, once they do start going out again, a lot of them might be not the healthiest people in the world anyway, maybe overweight, got other immune compromised problems. That's going to even increase things. But also these masks aren't good for you. You're breathing, this is coming out from a lot of these doctors too. You're breathing out, instead of breathing out, I think the common carbon dioxide, you're breathing it right back in. You're hurting yourself. That helps you so much.
That driver who passed out from wearing a mask and crashed his car. Mark, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Do Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and we're talking about ways to inflate the COVID-19 death numbers to increase the scare factor here. And what started as, you know, an online joke, a meme, if you will, you know, man eaten by shark declared dead of coronavirus. Jeffrey Epstein died of coronavirus. Now it's really happening. There's a story that just got posted by one of the members at whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently a guy was brought into the hospital in the middle of a massive drug overdose, and they put him down as having died of coronavirus.
Yeah, Mike, another thing too is a lot of these people are now, I heard yesterday Dr. Shiva was talking, a lot of people, of course, are taking these antipsychotic drugs and these, what do you call, antidepressant drugs.
Yes.
And they're coming down, and their immune system is being compromised. Okay? And another thing, you talk about these kids in Britain. You know, remember, Britain doesn't have much, all that much sun in the first place. And if you look at British history, when they call British sailors limeys, or even the Brits themselves limeys, there's a reason behind that. I assume you probably know. British sailors were having a lot of problems getting scurvy and other diseases for lack of vitamin C. they didn't understand vitamin C, but they understood Lyme at the time, and the Lymes were curing this. And the British were, using Lyme so much. So people got to understand it. And that might be what's happening in Britain now, too. Again, you can't lock yourself in your house. And especially when the sun is out. But crying out loud, that's the best virus killer there is. That's your natural vitamin D and D3. I catch buku sun these days. I always do. I love the sun. I love being out in the sun. I do protect my head. I got a boonie hat like on, you know, like one of these big camouflage hats. And even when, like when I do lawn, which around here the grass grows so fast, you got to do that. I got about a half an acre here. I got to mow, and it's usually about 3 or 4 days, you know, every 3 or 4 days. So I wear my boonie hat. But it's great. You're out in the outdoors. You're getting exercise. Unfortunately, the gym is closed still. Here in North Carolina, I don't know how much longer, but I get as much exercise as I can and as much sunshine. And I urge everybody else that I know to do the same thing. I even do it on my YouTube videos. By the way, I'm thankful. I get a lot of Rivero Rangers as subscribers now on my YouTube video. Very happy about
that. Well, good to know. And thanks to everybody who subscribed.
Yep, I sure do. And I don't get any money for it. I don't, you know, I'm not asking for any money for it. I'm just doing it because I want to pass information out. I love this country. I love the people of this country. Not only to, and I just want, and I love real patriots. And I want the best for everybody. I don't want people curled up in a fetal position at home and waiting for the big bad virus to get them. Okay? And, giving in to the Gates and the Fauci's and all that, who really want you sick. Many of them want you dead. They certainly want you sterilized. And that's what this whole thing comes down to. Why do you think they try to, like, the two doctors, by the way, I keep on pushing that and pushing it on Facebook because I knew they were going to try to get them off. What do you think these two doctors are doing? These are patriots. They're telling the truth. People got to start understanding. They are telling you what this is about. The amount of people that are really dying from this, I hate to use the word minuscule. One person dies too much. But it's, compared to the flu, it's about the same. In some cases, less. So that's what it's all about, Mike. We gotta start waking up. And the mainstream media does not mean any good for you. And a lot of the alternate media I'm getting tired of, too, including the Fault Line show that I used to love. They're on Sputnik TV, especially the former Breitbart reporter, Stranahan, Lee Stranahan. The guy is totally submissive now to the mainstream media, and they're actually censoring their guests. A lot of great guests that they used to have on don't have anymore, like the last American Vagabond, and Patrick Henningsen, and others. So that's what's going on, Mike. And I just, you know, and that's what I have my YouTube channel for. It's not to make money. They're not going to monetize me. I don't have any commercials on there. I keep them short because I know YouTube wouldn't have them on anyway, okay, because they want, you know, because they know they can't commercialize it. So that's it, Mike. I just want to say, you know, and I'm thankful to the audience, people who do tune in, okay? And please pass the information around. It's the best thing to do. We're citizen journalists today. That's what we all are. We pass information around because we're not getting it from the criminal corporate media, and that's the only way to do it. Pass that information around. All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, the one caller that, he's calling about Trump, and he's checked him pretty well.
Actually, Miles, I got to put you on hold. I wasn't watching the clock. Bad Michael, no cookie. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Miles in Maine, and Miles, just take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, you get another one of these guys calling in, and I don't know why he doesn't like the Democratic Party, because he sounds like one, and he's about as erroneous as they are. So he makes this comment on Trump, and then he says Trump's out groping women and all this. I'd like to remind him Trump has won every single allegation, and when Trump has come back to either counter sue or anything like that, they've dropped the case. So I don't know what this guy is talking about. And, you know, if you want to vote for someone other than Trump, okay, I guess that's your choice. But Thomas Jefferson's not in this, and Andrew Jackson's not in it, and James Garfield's not in it, and John F. Kennedy's not in it. So this is what you got. And these delusional people that think a libertarian or a third-party candidate is going to win, I mean, they can't even get on in all 50 states. I mean, what is the delusion with you people? If you're going to do something and you want to get another party going, first get on the ballot in 50 states and do it right. Don't come up with some pie-in-the-sky fantasy dream. We're going to elect this great third-party, you know, chieftain that's going to just make the country every which way we want it, because no matter who the guy is, you're still going to get 50% of the people that don't agree with him. So, you know, Trump is what we got. He's the best we got. And in my opinion, I would rate him better than Ronald Reagan. And, you know, let's face it, Trump has never got to be president yet. He's had 4 years of fighting with the Democrats, the Congress, the Senate, his party, the media, and the rest of the planet. So I'd like to see Trump once be his own guy, if it were possible. But to sit here and say, well, I'm just not going to vote. Yeah, pardon me?
Which he can do in a second term.
Exactly. We can see what he can do in a second term. But this stuff about, you know, and Trump has made some mistakes, but he's been so hamstringed and hogtied, it's just been unbelievable. But, you know, inaction is also action, if you know what I'm saying, Michael. So when you don't go out here and vote, and Biden comes in, or Obama comes in, or whoever the hell comes in, Bernie Sanders, or the Communist Party, or whoever, don't blame that on Trump either. Blame it on you being so ignorant that you didn't get every single thing you wanted out of a guy like Trump that's being hamstringed at every turn. I mean, let the guy try. Give him a chance. I think for what he's had to go through, I have never seen any political figure on this planet go through what he's had to go through. Thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I agree with that previous caller that no other president has been put through and had the entire establishment against him like Trump has. I mean, right from the start, they attempted a coup on him. Right from the start, the previous president attacked him and put Stay Behind Networks. There's never been anything like that, and I definitely agree that should be considered when it's time to vote. But I will not tell anybody that it's their fault if they don't vote. I mean, I had people tell me that when I refused to vote for Romney. And I'm glad I never voted for Romney. I wrote in Ron Paul, because Romney would have probably been worse than Obama. We probably would have been in a war with Iran with Romney. And so I won't say go as far as he says about inaction being action. I have to disagree on that. But I do hope people do vote for Trump. I made it to Houston. I'm in quarantine. I just wanted to comment a little bit about, like, flying in the airplanes and stuff. I'd say most people didn't wear masks. I was surprised. I mean, I'm sure the two women up there in New Jersey will be all upset about that. Their call is there. But, you know, that's that was the way it was. And the airports were really, it was sad. I mean, all the businesses were shut down. There's a few places to eat, but it was really dystopic. You know, it's kind of depressing. And hopefully we can get this country back open and running again, because the damage that's being done is unbelievable. But all the reason I wanted to call was because I wanted to talk about the meat plants closing down and what a disaster that was going to be, and how Trump should tell them to open, and if he has to, send the National Guard in there in hazmat suits. But he just did. Yeah, I just saw that, and I got to say, that's some good leadership on Trump's part, because you know, that's the last thing he needs to be blamed for, a meat shortage, because, you know, everybody blames Trump. I mean, it's really incredible when you watch these press conferences. It really is incredible the way the vitriol the press has for him, the contempt. I mean, it's unbelievable what kind of disgraceful questions they ask the president of the United States, and it's really disgusting. I don't know, that's partially Trump's fault for not you know, propagating the alternate media and giving them space and letting them ask questions. So in that respect, he kind of set himself up for this. But at the same time, I mean, these people have no freaking shame. They are going to be disgraced. And, you know, it's like Biden, you know, you see this vitriol for Trump from the media, and not a peep with this woman. You know, this woman was digitally penetrated by Biden. You know, it was her mother called the Larry King show. I mean, you talk about Kavanaugh and all these women lighting their hair on fire over Kavanaugh, and that was, like, spurious. This has got witnesses. She talked about it right away. I mean, everything that the Blasey Ford didn't do, this woman did. Yet, believe everybody, feminists are quiet. They don't say anything. And I'll tell you why. Because it's a female trait. And I hate, you know, not all females, but women, if they like you, they'll let you. It's like having a favorite son or something. You know, a woman, a mother, or if they like somebody, they'll overlook everything. But boy, if they don't like you, oh my God, every little thing. It doesn't matter. There's no consistency.
There's no, like, standard. It's just whether or not they like you or not, and it's really a disgrace. I mean, I got to laugh at them, but at the same time, they'll never be called about it. They'll never be held to account by it, but the people themselves have to just look at them and say, you know, come on. You know, why should I ever listen to you again? You were out there saying all women have to be believed, no matter what, but not this. Not if it's Biden. Not if it's a Democrat. It's like that coon man in Virginia, the governor of Virginia with the black face and the Klan robe. I mean, he still to this day hasn't told us which one he was, the Klansman or the black face man. Now, like I said, once again, it's not about, you know, what people do in college. It's about the double standard. I mean, he's still governor of Virginia. I mean, and they don't even talk about it. I don't understand why Republicans don't make commercials or anytime they ask or say Trump's a racist, say, well, you got a guy in blackface as governor of Virginia. How, and you don't, and you want to call other Republicans racist? So it's just this, it's such a blatant double standard. It's almost comical. I guess that's the best word I'd have to use for it. And real quick, I just want to say that I thought Trump was brilliant today because he said because of the coronavirus, he thinks he should pull troops out of Afghanistan. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, we might as well use this coronavirus for nationalist purposes. And a good nationalist purpose is to get the troops out of Afghanistan. And I'm hearing Trump mention things like that. Yeah, and I mean, I like what he's saying. He's saying, you know, we can't even have enough money to fix the pothole in the United States, yet we're over there and still, you know, 18 years later in Afghanistan. And so, I you know, once again, it is a crisis. So I hope he does continue to use it for nationalistic purposes and to call out the deep state and the military-industrial complex, because this really does, just saying that. Like, why are our guys over there, you know, because blah, blah, blah. Anyway, well, thanks for letting me talk to you. I'll call you again from, I'm right here looking at the runway of the airport, and there's nothing coming in. It's unbelievable. Houston International, and there's not a plane on that runway. This has got to stop.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway. People are getting tired of it. I'm not afraid of the COVID-19 virus anymore. I'm bored. I'm bored with the whole subject.
Well, what surprises me is this is Texas. You know, it's a Republican state. I understand, like, with all the girls and stuff up there in New Jersey and places like that, and Massachusetts. I expect it in, like, lefty states. But, you know, in Texas, I expected more things to be open and more people going about their business. But Houston is a lefty city. It's run by leftists. So I think they just got rid of the lesbian mayor and have somebody else now. So, that's what, you know, and that's the one thing I like about this. I shouldn't say I like, but one thing to highlight through this crisis is the difference between lefty states and their whining cowards and the righty states that are more hardy and out in the open. And I remember all my lefty friends from New York complaining about Florida and how they had the beaches open and everything. And now, you know, like the caller said before, we've always known it. Mark said it's fresh air and sunshine. You know, that's the best thing for you. And if you can get salt water on top of that and the beach sand and all that, that's, you can't do better than that for your health. But all these little ninny pickers, you know, they're all worried, scared to death. How are we going to ever, you know, I hope we bring the troops home. I hope we, you know, cut the Navy, because we can never win a war with a bunch of ninnies that we have in this country nowadays. So we better not get involved. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I'll give you an update in a few days. But so far, so good.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you for the phone call, Joe. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, Michael, the last four callers were excellent, especially Miles. I love when Miles calls in. I hope he calls in every day. Miles really hits it on target. Let's get back to the real serious matter here, Michael. That guy, Jim, the Blue State Blues, all these guys in these blue states have Blue State Blues. They're a bunch of whiner, ninny, I don't know, they're nincompoops, it seems to me, with their Blue State Blues. I guess they realize that their vote doesn't matter, so they're going to rag on Trump and this and that. Miles hit it right on the money. Let's get to the facts here, Michael. And by the way, they say Pepcid helps you with the coronavirus. So people take Pepcid or Tums. I just heard that on the news. So what I want to talk about is this. it's insanity what's going on with this coronavirus. And Steve Elkins hit it right on the money, too. You know, what we're seeing is this. You know what? I want to tell a lot of your Democratic blue state callers that call in, you realize that this whole thing is about money, and it's about taking Trump out because Trump spanked China, and China got a spanking for the first time, the bamboo curtain, and that's why they're going after Trump so hard, Michael, because Trump told them, hey, we're not gonna nanny-panny to you guys anymore, and you're not going to quit stealing our secrets and every other thing the Chinese red communists are doing, just like the Cubans, just like all these other commies in Korea and all that. These are communist Bolsheviks. What do you not understand about that? And as far as what some of your callers are saying, absolutely. Trump is doing the best he can. The whole media has been attacking this guy for 3 years. Trump has stood up like I've never seen any. Ronald Reagan had never been under attack like this. Trump has been attacked, attacked, attacked. It's unrelenting what they're doing to that guy. And you know what, Michael? I want every one of your listening guys in your audience, every one of them, I want them to look at the video of what's going on in Los Angeles and what's going on with these MS-13 gang members in El Salvador and Honduras. Have you seen the videos, Michael, of the prisons over
yes.
there?
Yep.
Would you like to share that with your audience, what's going on over there, so they understand? Maybe a lot of these guys don't listen or watch what's going on with these prisons in these countries, and even in Los Angeles with all these gangs. Now, I want to tell you tell me, anybody in your audience, that what president has done more to stop this illegal herd? Of course it's not being done like a shit. I know one guy's going to call in right now after and say, well, you know what? He at least brought it out to the forefront in the media that, hey, look, we can't have all these legals and illegal people keep coming in here. So let's look at the fact China is not our friend. They're our enemy, okay? The red Chinese, look, you have abortion clinics still open, but you have churches closed down, okay?
Yes.
You have, let me tell you something, Michael. I just talked to my cousin, Carolina. He's making more money with his liquor store than he's ever made in his life.
Yes.
His liquor store's off the chart. He's making so much money, it's insanity. What he's telling me, I'm like, I got to get me a liquor store. I mean, these liquor stores are off the charts right now. They're so happy. And by the way, so everybody in your audience understands, now one guy, Jim. Hey, Jim, we have only had one murder in South Florida in the last 8 weeks. It was in the Miami, Harold, Fort Lauderdale, Sentinel today. One murder in an 8-week period. Go figure. Now, what about Chicago, Michael? How many murders have they had in Illinois? And by
it's
the way, that one guy. Yeah, they've had multiple 40, 50 murders since this coronavirus. The guy, Jim. Jim, most of those people in Chicago and Illinois, the whites are fleeing. Pretty soon that state will be all minority because all the majority, the people who are in the majority in that state are fleeing like in droves. They're going to Arizona, they're going to Carolinas, Florida. They're fleeing, just like in Jersey and New York. They're fleeing those states. They're overtaxed to death, and all we hear is about how bad Trump is. Well, listen, Trump has done more than I can recall than any president in the United States history since I've been born. And that's been a long, long time ago. And you know what? Reagan was good, but he was no Donald Trump when it comes to a lot of things. I can tell you that. No way. Now, nobody in the media for this left-controlled media, leftist, communist, Bolshevik-controlled media, has ever talked about immigration like Trump brought it out to the forefront when he came off that escalator that day. Jim?
Yes.
Nobody. Nobody's ever brought out the fact how many gang members we have here. Did you ever hear about angel mothers and fathers? 5,874 murders in a, what, three-year period? Let's get to the real fact with the figures with the FBI. How many crimes have been committed by illegal aliens? How many crimes have been committed since coronavirus stepped in? We're not hearing that, but we're hearing about how bad Trump is doing and this and that. And you got a bumbling moron, Biden, who had supposedly attacked a woman that the media is shutting up about. If it was Trump or any other Republican, it'd be all over the news for 24 hours a day. They wouldn't even worry about coronavirus. They'd be talking about the raping of a woman by Trump. Well, since it's Joe Biden, nothing's happening. And the same guy is saying he wants you to touch his hair, hairy
it's
leg.
Videotaped. You know, with What's Joe Biden, there's videotapes. I was going to say, with Biden, there's videotapes throughout the years of him inappropriately touching young girls. It's
absolutely
on video how he behaves.
Absolutely. And absolutely, but you have all these guys calling. You know what? Every guy you call the guy that bashes Trump is one of these blue states. I have yet to hear a guy in a red state to bash Trump. But all these guys in these blue states that call on your show, oh, man, you're always putting Trump down. But you know what? Keep paying those high taxes until you have to flee your state. Even in those states right now, they're still paying a high gas price compared to the red states. They're paying a very high gas price compared to what they would be paying in a red state. So you know what, Michael? A lot of this is nonsense. And I'll tell you, if I ever do get a radio show, hopefully one day I will, if I ever come across some Big Jack, I'll tell you what, I want Miles to call my show every day. And a lot of other your guys to call in because they're really excellent. But I got to tell you, you know, what's going on with this everyday bashing Trump with the media and all you callers? What do they want this guy to do? I mean, seriously, and the whole thing is about the Chinese, and it's about money. And the Chinese want to take Trump down. They're with the Democratic Party. They're Bolsheviks just like the Democratic Party. And they want to take Trump out, Michael. That's all there is to it. They want – listen, Michael, one more thing. Can I hang on?
Yeah, hang on. I'll bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And, Tom, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, Michael. To the Blue State Bluers that call in your show. You know what, Michael? This is I was on the radio yesterday. This is the whole thing is about they're trying to stop Trump to have his rally before the election. And Biden only gets 200 to 300 people in his rally. And they knew Trump gets 25,000. So the media and everybody's they're loving this. They don't want Trump to be showing these, throwing these rallies. all these people all over the United States, because remember, Biden was maybe getting 200-300 maximum. Trump's getting 25,000-30,000 people at his rallies or more. And you don't think that's not a big thing to see on TV during the month of September and October, when Trump's got thousands at his rally? You know, how many people are going to show up for Joe Biden's rally? And he's going to probably pick that woman, Stacey Abrams, or one of those types, a Stacey Abrams type. You got all these callers that call in. Is that what they want? They want a 98-year-old brain with one of these leftist freak shows, like a Stacey Abrams or a Kamala Harris? Is that what they want? Is this what these callers are calling your show, saying, oh, Trump doing that? What's your alternative? And, you know, Donald Trump is giving 30,000. You know, I'll tell you, the Chinese are behind this, too. You think the Chinese that know how bad Trump is against them, they want a guy that's having a rally with 30, 40,000 people at his rallies, and you're going to have a bumbling buffoonery like Biden, a bumbling moron like Biden with 300 people at his rallies? And he's going to have, what, Stacey Abrams or Kamala or one of those types as his running mate? Seriously, Michael, let's look at this big picture here. And the leftist communist media, they'll do anything to take Trump out of power now, because it's like I tell your show all the time. It's the two main things, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the Supreme Court and mainly about immigration. They want to keep flooding the United States with illegal immigration and illegal immigration, taking away jobs from Americans. And I don't want to hear this crap that Americans won't do these jobs in agriculture. That's a lie. Just like in England, they had a survey where the English say, we'll do the jobs. Let's pay us halfway decent wage. So they're bringing all these people into Europe. What crops do they have in England or Europe to do? What do they do? What kind of agriculture stuff are they doing in England? Tobacco or something? I don't know. But here in the United States, we got machines doing a lot of the work, and we don't need 30, 40 million illegals in here doing what, cutting grass? They surely ain't doing. They ain't working in beauty salons doing hairdos. Or are they? I don't know. But I can tell you, what's going on is all this whole thing with this coronavirus, and I'm going to start calling a hoax. It was going after Trump. And by the way, Michael, did you see the latest with the new dogs? Now they're saying dogs could get the coronavirus. Was this on the breaking on the news?
I saw that.
Yeah, news. And now they say cats, people don't get around cats too much, but I guess they want you to stay 6 feet away from your dog now. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is unbelievable. You know what? It's all about Trump and his rallies in the Supreme Court. And that's why they're throwing the kitchen sink at Trump, and that's what I want everybody to understand. And these blue state bluer callers, listen, more than likely, if you had the money, you'd get out of the state you're in, guaranteed, because it's all nonsense. And you know what? Where the best alternative you have is Trump. If you want a demon rat, go be my guest and vote for it. You're gonna wish you didn't get what you have voted for. Believe me. And that's what the problem is. And it's all about not educating yourself and understanding the history of the United States, great free republic it is. Thank you, Michael.
All right, Tom, I gotta let you go here. We're at the end of the first hour. We're gonna be back with hour number two after these few words.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.